We continue in our journey through Shemona Esrei, and we find ourselves today in the Bracha of Modim, the beautiful section of Hodah, gratitude or thanksgiving. And we say, Modim anachnu lach, sha'atohu Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say thank you. We thank you, the Ribono Shel Olam, for everything you've given us. And in fact, the beautiful praise is we say, Va'al nisecha shebechol yomimanu. We thank you, Hashem, for the miracles which you have performed for us every single day. But what's the meaning of this phrase? We thank you, Hashem, for the miracles you've performed for us. Which miracles are we referring to? You know, it's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says that Leah Imenu, the matriarch Leah, named her fourth son Yehuda. And the name Yehuda means Hapam Ode Es Hashem. This time, I will give thanks to Hashem. And Rashi, what do you mean this time? So Leah was a prophetess. She had prophets. She had Nevuah. So she knew that Yaakov Avinu was supposed to have 12 sons, 12 tribes. And she also knew that there were four wives, Rachel and Leah, Bilhah and Zilpah. And so again, if we do the math, the assumption would be that each wife would have three sons. When Leah has her fourth son, and she realizes that she has more than her allotted portion, she says, Hapam Odas Hashem, this time I will thank God. And the Talmud, the Gemara, says something amazing. The Gemara says that Leah Imenu was the first person to ever give gratitude to Hashem, and asks Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, could it be that Leah Imenu was actually the first person to ever give? No one before Leah ever gave thanks. So Avram, when he was saved from the fiery furnace, didn't give thanks. And Noah, when he came out of the Teva, after seeing the entire world destroyed and he was spared, he didn't give thanks. It doesn't make sense. There were incredible miracles that occurred before Leah, and she was the first person to give thanks. And Rav Schwab says something so beautiful. He explains that Leah was the first person to give thanks to Hashem for what people term as ordinary or natural. People had given thanks to God before, but generally their thanks, their hodah, their gratitude was reserved for supernatural events. There's no question that Noah gave gratitude to God upon emerging from the ark unscathed and whole. And there's no question that Avraham Avinu gave thanks to Hashem for the many miraculous events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had orchestrated for him. But Leah Imenu was the first person to see the hand of God in the natural course of events. Leah Imenu was the first person to see the Yad Hashem, the hand of God, in the birth of a child, in the events of everyday life. Up until Leah, people had given thanks to God for the supernatural. Leah was the first person to give thanks to God for the miraculous events which occur in the natural order of day-to-day life. And that's the meaning of this phrase in Modim. In Modim, we say, Modim anachnu, thank you, Hashem. What do we thank Hashem for? Al nisecha shebechol yomimanu. Thank you, Hashem, for the great miracles of everyday life. What great miracles of everyday life? That my eyes work, Baruch Hashem. That my legs work. That my heart pumps the blood throughout my body. Al nisecha shebechol yomimanu. You see, dear friends, there are so many miracles that we each have each and every day that we just take for granted. We assume that that's nature. We assume that, like as they say, magiali, you know, it's coming to me. Of course my body works. Of course things work the way they're supposed to do, the way they're supposed to. So we take it for granted. And in this section of Hodah of gratitude, it's not just enough to thank Hashem for the big things. You know, when I get that promotion, I thank Hashem. When I was trying to have a child and I have a child, I thank Hashem. When I was struggling with a health issue and Baruch Hashem, I emerged from it, I thank Hashem. But what about the day-to-day stuff? What about Va'al nisecha shebechol yomimanu? For the miracles of everyday life. Chazal put this phrase in here so that we remember to take a step back. Because when you see that phrase, thank you Hashem for the miracles, Al nisecha, for the miracles you give me every day. And when that happens, when I say that phrase, I'm supposed to take a step back and ask myself, well, what miracles did Hashem give me today? And then I'm supposed to go through the list of all the beautiful things I have, the things that often I take for granted, the things I often say, oh, that's just nature. That's just part of life. That's not a miracle, that's part of life. And it becomes just an expectation, but it's nothing. There are no expectations. Nothing should be taken for granted. Just because I had something yesterday does not automatically mean that I will have it today. Or certainly, I don't know if I'll have it tomorrow. Take the time to take stock and to express gratitude for the miracles of everyday life. We sometimes become so focused on what's broken, on what's missing. And again, if you think about it, and the rest of the Shemona Esrei beforehand, What are we davening for? We're davening for things often that we need and very often that we don't have. I need refuah. I need parnasa. I need Mashiach. I need geula. I need Yerushalayim. That's all important to ask for the things that you don't yet have. But it's equally as important to thank Hashem for the things that you do have. We are the children of Leah Imenu. And as such, we have to take a little bit of that attribute of our matriarch and inculcate it within ourselves. Leah Imenu was able to see the supernatural in the natural. She was able to see the everyday miracles in life. May we be privileged to see those miracles as well and find the courage and the wisdom to thank Hashem for them each and every day. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.